Hey, it's Emily. Can we have a heart-to-heart real quick? I just wanted to let you know that I see you. And gosh, I know that you've tried every diet and you're just over dieting in general, right? And maybe you've been a longtime listener of the show and have implemented some of the habit hacks I've shared here, but you just haven't been able to be consistent due to, well, life and overwhelm. It's not your fault your habits haven't been sticking for you. You just need to do them differently. You need a habit strategy catered towards you, a busy working mom who knows the value of taking care of her health. But you just need a simple system to create habits that don't feel overwhelming and give you back the energy you need and deserve. So it's time to take action, and this is it. You know, my years of being a fitness professional and training moms in particular, I saw a gap between knowing, that we need to work out, eat healthy, and talk nice to ourselves, and actually doing it. Our day-to-day life is just so unexpected due to the invisible load that we carry that it has just been impossible to make your healthy habits stick. That's where the Healthy Habits Accelerator Pod Course comes into play. I created my signature program with you in mind, ensuring you'll finish it. It's an audio course, and I know you'll be able to complete it on the go in the car pickup line or even taking a shower. In just 10 episodes that you can easily binge in just a day or two, you'll leave with a 21-day plan to build momentum in your habits and feel good in your favorite leggings too. And this is all without dieting. Now, this is higher level habit strategy where we dig deeper into my atomic habit hacking system for women to address diet culture mentality, emotional eating, time and family challenges with food, chaos, disorganization, confidence, self-care, consistency and sustainability in your workouts and time and convenience habit hacks, and so much more. This is based off of research, client testimonials, and conversations with you all as far as your biggest healthy habit challenges that you have. We will cover it in the pod course. Plus, I just added two bonus trainings and 150 habit loops to help inspire you to create your own. And we even do bi-monthly group coaching calls when you need my eyes on your habit loops to help you continue taking action. Now, you'll leave with my habit hacking trifecta 21-day plan that is going to give you the confidence that you can make your habits stick and train for life and really just fall in love with the process of making your health an automatic habit that you don't even have to think about even more. And since I love my podcast listeners so much, and to celebrate you, I want to give you $20 off of the Healthy Habits Accelerator Pod Course. Just go to bit.ly/healthyhabitspodcourse and just use the code podcast at checkout to get $20 off. It's linked in the show notes for you as well. I am so rooting for you, girlfriend. Okay, let's get into the show. Hey friend, welcome to Self Transform, a podcast redefining self-care through simple fitness, nutrition, and mindset habits. I'm your host, Emily Nichols, certified personal trainer, Whole30 coach, and Taco Tuesday enthusiast. Hey, I know the struggle is real when it comes to taking care of you. I too am a busy working mom who felt physically and emotionally drained until I took action on my own transformation journey. I finally found the solutions to feeling confident and living a healthy lifestyle that doesn't feel hard, and now I'm on a mission to equip you with sustainable tools to help transform your life from the inside out, guilt-free. Together, we will simplify your health and fitness into daily habits that don't feel like another thing on your long to-do list, but daily actions that light you up instead. So if you're ready to redefine self-care and step into your own self-transformation, then let's do this. Hey gang, welcome back to Habit Hack Thursday on Self Transformed. If this is your first time here for Habit Hack Thursday, welcome. You can scroll back up through your podcast app and listen to these quick tips every Thursday to inspire you to take action. You know, starting new habits, it actually does take brain power. So I want to bring you these hacks to make it a little easier to implement these in your life because, girl, I know you are busy. I know. So, hey, just a reminder before before I share this habit hack with you, because I know you are so busy, every month I do a mini workshop in the Facebook community, like mini meaning like 15 minutes or less. And I have the girls in the community vote on what they would like to cover. And the next one is coming up on Wednesday, May 11th at 12 p.m. Eastern. You can catch it live or catch the replay. We'll be covering, as voted on by the community, how to stop over-preparing and just start. This is something I have been known to do. I will get a planner. I will make a list. I will outline everything. And then by like Thursday or Friday, I'm like, wait, what am I doing again? And, you know, or I don't even start for that matter. So we're going to be talking about how to stop over-preparing and just start. So join us in the Facebook community. There is a link in the show notes, or you can go to bit.ly/self-transformed-fam. That's F-A-M, like family. And join us there for that free workshop. You can check out the guide section for previous workshops, some worksheets, and also lots of community and fun memes going on in there as well. If you want a little further addition help, if you want to work with me one-on-one, Self-Transform You, the next round starts on May 23rd, but I'm always scheduling habit hacking calls with folks, or even just enrolling folks in other In My Habits at Stick Starter Kit, or if you're interested in pursuing your food freedom, we niche down even deeper into my Whole 30 Anytime course with you for that. So all that's linked in the show notes. Let's get into today's habit hack. So this is something that has been brought up two times during this fitness series that we're doing. So we are wrapping up our fitness series. It's a four-part series where I was really bringing on folks from various boutique fitness places, working out from home, yoga, all these different places to hopefully inspire you to start moving your body and find that joyful movement that feels good for you. And we're wrapping it up this next Monday with my own view and story on working out and joyful movement. But this past week, we talked with Brooke from Orange Theory Memes. We've talked with Melissa from Moms of Peloton. We talked with Jessica from the Zen Mommy all about yoga. And two times this has been brought up, and this is something I personally love to do. And I thought it would be a really great habit hack to explore a little bit more for yourself if you, or you might already do this as well. And it is sitting in your car. Just sitting in your car, making it a car sanctuary, if you will, to make some time for some self-care. It's so simple, and it's a really easy habit hack that you can incorporate into your life. So maybe you drive into work and you always get there 5 minutes early. I know when I used to have to drive in to a place of work for my corporate job, I was usually like right on time. Or one of my other jobs I used to have when I worked for a nonprofit, I drove a lot in my car. And sometimes I miss that because I just loved sitting in my car, listening to a podcast, especially if it was nice weather, having the windows down. But I'm wondering if you relate to this too, if you pull into the garage coming home from something and maybe you don't have anyone else in the car with you, or your kids are unloading all their stuff and you just sit there for a couple minutes all by yourself in silence. It's such an easy way to implement some self-care into your day that doesn't take a lot of time, because I know your time is really precious and you're like, where in the world could I even do this? Why not your car? You can do this anywhere. So is a great quiet place. You know, Brooke from Orange Theory Memes mentioned, you know, she gets to class early and usually spends that time in her car. I love that so much as a time to do self-care. Here's a couple other activities you can think about doing while sitting in your car. So meditation or prayer. Bonus tip for that, I have two different alarms set on my phone every single day, actually just Monday through Friday because weekends aren't the same, to pray for specific things and specific people, okay? So use that time to meditate, pray, or just pump up your music. That was one of the things Brooke mentioned she does as well. I mean, you can find so many great playlists from me on Spotify and also Brookie Theory from Orange Theory Memes on Spotify to help you get pumped up either for a class or maybe you're just going into work. You can check in on your calendar. You know, sometimes I think self-care for some folks is organizing their calendar, making sure you know what is coming up so you don't feel so chaotic. Another thing to do is connect. So send a text to a loved one. Send a funny meme to your girl pump up group to help have that connection. That's a high form of self-care. Listen or read part of a book.
Or just sit in silence or roll your window down and enjoy the fresh air. I don't care what anybody says, but sitting in your car for 5 minutes by yourself is one of the highest forms of self-care and one of the really easy habit hacks you can start implementing into your busy day to help you have that transformation we're always talking about. So let me know if this habit hack resonates with you. I know it probably does with a lot of us. We do spend a lot of time in our cars. Sometimes there's kids and your spouse there too, but sometimes you're there alone. And just parking your car and spending 5 intentional minutes with yourself with some type of self-care activity is really going to have that compound effect over time, building that positivity momentum, positivity snowball, which we're talking about here more in a couple weeks, to help you have a massive transformation and feel like you have more control of your time in order to implement these healthy habits. All right, gang, come over, join the Facebook community for this free workshop coming up, a lot of extra free coaching coming your way. Any questions, you can always email me or get on the text group as well every week if you want to have some weekly motivation sent your way by me, from me. It's really like from me. Then text me at 1-773-904-2157. Text me your favorite emoji, and that will sign you up for my weekly motivational text to help you continue taking action on your own transformation journey to help you create a sustainable, healthy life. That's what we all want, friend, and that's what I'm here to help you do. All right, gang, I will check in with you next week as we wrap up our fitness series. Hope to see you in the Facebook community as well. A reminder, on the 11th at 12 p.m. Eastern, we'll be talking about how to stop over-preparing and just do it. I can't wait. I'll see you there. Hey girl, real quick before you go, if you love today's show and know your girlfriends need to hear this message too, then grab a screenshot, post it to your Instagram stories, and tag me at EmilyNichols22, because the more mamas out there hearing this message, the more empowered we'll all feel to take care of ourselves so we can pour from a full cup. Or the number one way you can thank me for this podcast is to leave a rating and review in iTunes. That way, more mamas will find the show here too. Love you and appreciate you, girlfriends. See you next time.